Welcome back. Jaron Pilz is the producer of the program, and I, Mark Schneidman, am my client's realtor. Our phone number, 564-1290, or after the program, 898-4242, radiorealestate.com as well. Call 898-4242 if you'd like a copy of the 2004 Home Price Comparison Index. Allows you to determine what it would cost to replace your home in another part of the country. Thinking about moving out of state, wondering what it would cost to get what you have now somewhere else. Also, I'll include a list of stats and sales, I think since 1975 through 2004, listings and sales. Just call 898-4242, leave a message with your address, name, social security number, your weight, your birth date, your mother's maiden name, and we'll send that to you. Sewer laterals are the portions of the sewer line that runs from the house out to the street. It's on private property. It's your domain, and they're getting old. The city is replacing sewer lines, city sewer lines, public sewer lines throughout, and they're concerned about these sewer laterals. So they propose to force property owners at the time of selling the transfer to have that fixed. Right off the bat, sounds like a good idea. Seller's flush with cash. Does he have a moral obligation to the community? They're even actually in some new construction of septic tanks. They're installing sensors to indicate whether or not they're functioning properly. And then the county can call you up and say, hey, your septic's not functioning properly. You probably know if you don't have enough fiber in your diet. I mean, how far do we go? You know, sure, look, if you got a sewer lateral that's leaking, you know, seems reasonable that should be required to fix it. Should be some format. Well, the problem is that, yeah, it does seem in this market, sellers are flush with cash, but it's not always true. But secondly, it takes time. And then suddenly, like right now, for example, just to get a zoning inspection report from the city, recently an agent said that they went 30 days from giving them the check to having them come out. That's a long time. If your realtor's on the ball, he'll be doing this well before you even hit the market. But it could be a problem. It could be a problem. And then is the lender going to get involved? So it could be a problem. So the proposal, and I did get a after the show caller. I love getting after the show callers. A lot of times you're not in a position to call the program. So you can always call me after the program at 898-4242. And this fellow commented when we were talking about these sewer laterals and the possibility of the city implementing, requiring sellers during escrow. And he had an idea that the alternative, again, proposed by the local association of realtors was to do what other cities do, is pick a grid and get the contractors all set, all timed in an area, get a better price, a better rate. They're going to do, you know, 10 homes, 100 homes, whatever it is in the grid, systematically inspect, repair, do the whole deal, come in, get a better price. And that's what I think the Association of Realtors was suggesting. Do that as opposed to piecemeal it just when, you know, when you're selling and holding up escrow, possibly. So his idea, well, he liked that idea. And he said, you know, but a lot of people, he said, aren't going to have the money. You know, your house poor, as they say. So he said, let the city front the money and then just put a lien on the property and take it out when it sells. He went on to say, what about all this Creeks money? This Creeks money, you know, that's the whole purpose of fixing leaking sewer lines. And the Creeks money, he didn't think was being put to good use. So he said, well, you know, maybe use some of that money to subsidize low-income homeowners to pay for it. So clean the water that way. So that was his suggestion. Hopefully there's something in between that will come about from that. sewer laterals. It's a problem. And one way or another, it's going to get fixed. Statewide, let's see. Oh, I did promise, let's do this in this segment. Proposition 90. Proposition 90, an update on transfer of tax base. What's happening, unfortunately, is the number of counties, and I don't know if you're in a position, if you're over 55, state law allows you to transfer your tax base after you reach the age of 55 within the same county. This is a state law. Soon after that was passed, I believe that was Proposition 60, if I'm not mistaken. After that was passed, Proposition 90, which is kind of a local option law, and that allows counties to have the option to participate in accepting your tax base. So you got it clear. State law, over 55, you're entitled to transfer your tax base when you sell your new home. Now, it's a bit of a misnomer on whether or not it should be equal or lower value. There's a rule that's what it says. You must purchase a home equal or lower value in order to transfer your tax base. So you can't move up. So that's a restriction. You must buy the home within 2 years of selling your primary residence. This must be your primary residence with your tax base. There's another caveat there. People always thought was, well, you sell your home, you have 2 years later. But another after-the-show caller brought this to my attention. I confirmed it with Scott Maines over at the county assessor's office. And you can actually buy your replacement property within 2 years prior to selling your home. If you had the wherewithal, you had the money, you found what you wanted when you're age 54, you buy your replacement property, you pay the full tax, you turn 55, you sell your primary residence, and then you transfer your tax base to the house you bought a year earlier to the low tax base. Now, you got to remember, it's got to be equal or lesser value. So what if the house you bought when you're age 54, so, you know, prices just skyrocketed on that house and didn't do so much on your house, so then suddenly the house is worth more than your primary residence. So then you're stuck. So if you do that, you better make certain that you buy something that's a lot lower to compensate for any appreciation discrepancy. Now, that's an unusual situation. Most of you would look at selling your home and then at the same time or shortly thereafter buying a replacement property, wanting to transfer your tax base. You're moving down. You want to take some of your money with you, bank it, take advantage of the $250,000 or the $500,000 capital gains exclusion, which is very separate, again, from transferring your tax base. But you got all these incentives to get the hell out of your house. Call me and we'll list your house today. So the misnomer that I referred to, equal or lower value, the fact is, though, they give you 2 years and they say within the first year, they allow a 5% increase. So if you sold your house for $100,000, you certainly aren't living in Santa Barbara, but if you sold your house for $100,000, you would be allowed to replace the property for $100,000 plus 5%. They would give you that wiggle room. And then within the second year, they would allow you to go up 10% of the base value of your home there. So, but the fact is, within the first year, well, let me see. Tomorrow's Tuesday. So if I sell my house on Tuesday and I buy my replacement house on Wednesday, isn't that within the same year? Within that first year? Because I didn't buy it before and I didn't buy it the same day. I bought it a day later. It's within that first year. And according to the county assessor's office, I'm not an accountant. I'm not a lawyer. Don't sue me. If you take my advice, confirm this. But according to the county assessor, you can get the 5%. You shouldn't. Does that mean? Now, some people close on the same day. But what if they mistakenly record the replacement property first, a minute before, you're out of luck. They're not going to say, well, we know that you intended to, and it was only a minute. There's no leeway in latitude. So the safer thing to do is to record the next day, and that'll cause you plenty of problems, but you'll rent back whatever you need to do. That's what you want to do. And then that would give you the ability on the 5% moving up. Obviously, if it's a lot lower than your primary residence, you don't have to worry about that. So that's the law. Over 55, want to take your low tax base with you within the same county. Now, currently, there are seven counties outside of Santa Barbara that would allow you to take your Santa Barbara County low tax base and buy a home there and transfer it there. But see, that's not state law. The state law allows you to transfer it within the county. This is a local option law, Prop 90. Only seven. I have a list here of the seven, and I have a list of six that used to allow it, but changed their minds. And now they don't allow it. So obviously, the vast majority of counties in California say no. The closest one is Ventura. And I keep hearing rumors that they're thinking about rescinding that, but supposedly they've been saying that for quite some time, so I don't know if that's going to happen. So it's nice to have the option on transferring your tax base. Anything else on that? Interesting story. Another after the show caller. I have more fun after the show. A guy calls me, tells me his story. He lived in San Ynez. He bought a condo there. That was his primary residence. He lived there for a number of years. He sold it and moved to Santa Barbara. And obviously he bought up. The condo, you know, was worth X, and he bought a... Well, 2 years later, his house had appreciated significantly. Now, I might have a fact confused here. Can't remember if he sold the house in San Ynez or not. He might not have sold it. He might have held on to it, bought the replacement property, never thinking he could transfer his tax base. He was over 55, but, you know, he had bought up. But what happened 2 years later was that suddenly the value of the San Ynez condo skyrocketed, and it turned out that what he bought the house for 2 years earlier, he was able to buy essentially down and transfer his tax base. But he got the bright idea about a week too late, and he went down to the county, and he missed the two-year mark by a year, and so there's a guy for the next 20 years will be paying $6,000 a year instead of maybe $2,000 a year on property taxes because he just kind of missed the boat. Can't have everything. Where would you put it? Stephen Wright's line. Any further questions about transferring your tax base? The program's number is 564-1290. Or again, after the program at RadioRealEstate.com or 898-4242. We'll take our break and come back. We'll have two more segments, the fourth being the weekly multiple listing update sales analysis. And we've got another article here about Farewell to Arms, adjustable rate mortgages, and a few other tidbits on real estate. 564-1290. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.